Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and this is another ministry moment entitled Jesus and Him Crucified. We have embarked upon these ministry moments, which is short times of ministry full of lots of information so that you can go back in your leisure, grab up your Bibles, your study materials, and seek the Lord on everything that we're telling you. We are embarking to tell you all of the truth, the unadulterated truth. We're not trying to water it down for you. We want you to know exactly who Jesus is, why he came, and the benefits of the cross. Glory to God. Today, we have a special guest with us, an anointed woman of God, to continue to expound the word of the Lord on the subject Jesus and him crucified. Radio listeners, meet Evangelist Mary Taylor. Evangelist Taylor, it's all yours.
Thank you, Elder Johnson, for the invitation to come and share the gospel with your listeners today. I'd like to thank God for just allowing us to be able to expound on his truth and on the word of Jesus, of Christ and him crucified. But at this time, I would just like to open up with a prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, right now, we just come before you this day, Father God, thanking you for yet another opportunity, God, for us to open up your word, Father God, allowing us, Father God, just to talk about Jesus, just to expound upon who you really were, Father God, and who you were while you went up on that cross, Father God. Father, as we open up this subject tonight, Father God, Father God, you teach the lesson, God. We thank you, God, and we forever give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hello, good afternoon, and praise the Lord, everyone. I am glad to be with you today to share the word of God with you, to talk about Jesus and his crucified, why he hung up on that cross for you and for me. My topic today will be to know Christ and him crucified. And the scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians 2 and 2. And the scripture is, I resolve to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And it's just talking about Jesus being crucified up on that cross. And as we know, Paul was talking to the Corinth church at this time. And at this time, as he was talking to the Corinth church, he was talking about him. He was a Jew. We have talked a little bit about Paul. Paul was a Jew from Tyrus in Cilicia. This is on the southeast coast of Turkey. Paul was an advocate who persecuted the Christians until he was converted on Damascus Road. Paul was a man that always talked negative about the Christians. He didn't believe in Jesus at the time, and at that time he was Saul. He was not even Paul. His name was Saul, and he persecuted the Christians. Saul was a very educated man. He was taught very well. But he did not believe in Jesus at that time. And at one time, as he was persecuting the church, and he talked everything about the church, he didn't understand the meaning of the cross. He didn't understand why God, a man like Jesus, would come and give his life for the saints. He thought that he was a fraud. He thought that he was fake. You know, he couldn't believe that this was the Son of God. He didn't believe that God could give up his only begotten Son for such saints. The death of Jesus on the cross was the single most important act in human history. Without his death, we would have no lasting hope of any kind. For the Apostle Paul, like other writers of the New Testament, the cross of Christ represents salvation itself. That's what the cross represents, salvation. Christ died so that we may be saved. And if he would not have died upon that cross, then salvation would not have been here today. But because he knew that there was a time that he was going to have to bring his people, but Jesus sent his only begotten Son. God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to come through as a man of flesh, to walk the earth as flesh, so that he could take on the sins of the world, so that he could take on our sins each and every day. So that as the time comes for us, that we will not have to bear the cross. Jesus bore the cross for each and every one of us. Jesus took on sins of the world. Jesus took on our healing.
Yes.
Jesus took on our deliverance.
Yes.
And Paul didn't understand why Jesus could do that. But he did it for such people like you and me today.
Thank you, Lord.
And as we look back in the Bible days, in the Old Testament, New Testament, we look at how when Adam was born, God had put Adam, the first man on earth, to take care to do what we're supposed to do. But Adam, he sinned. He did not do what Jesus could do because he knew sin. Jesus knew no sin. But Adam knew sin, so God said, I have to bring forth someone that is not going to sin, somebody that can walk this earth and know me so that my word can go forth, so that my mission can go forth, so that people can be saved. And he came back, he brought us back to him. So at this time, Paul had not always viewed Jesus' death in this manner. His original name was Saul. He had once been antagonistic to Jesus way. To be plain about it, Paul had been an insolent, self-righteous, religious bigot. He was very self-righteous. He thought that he knew it all. He thought he knew more than Jesus. He thought that he knew more than the Christians because of his education. He felt like he did not have to submit to anybody because he was a very educated man. But he didn't know that one day he was going to have to encounter this Jesus. He didn't know that one day he was going to have to encounter the man that he talked about, the Christians that he persecuted, the Christians that he laughed at, the people that he said, who was this man that you're serving? Who was this man that you're following after? You don't know this man, but he didn't know that this man was just a man. He was the man, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Years later, in one of his letters to the church of Corinth, Paul wrote, he said, I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. He didn't feel like he was worthy because of what he had done to the church of God. So he felt like, who am I to be an apostle? I have sinned against the man of God. I have persecuted the Christian faith. But yet still, God, you're going to call me an apostle. I'm not worthy. And just like we today as saints of God, we fall into diverse temptations. We fall into the sin nature, and then we feel like that we're not worthy to be called saints of God. But one thing about Jesus is that he gives us yet a second chance. He died upon the cross so that we could get it right, so that we could be brought back unto God, so that we could live again. That's why he hung up on the cross, so that we could have life eternally.
Thank
so
you.
That we would not have to die this death and just be dead, but that we could live eternally in heaven with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul's hate-filled view of Christ was shattered quite suddenly. It happened on the way to Damascus. As he was traveling down the road, a tremendous light flashed around him, and he was blinded. Paul fell to the ground terrified. A powerful voice thundered out to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? A frightened Saul asked, who are you? Lord, the reply out of the turbulent remnants of God appearing to Job from the storm was, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. That's Acts 9, 4 and 5.
Amen.
Paul had came into direct contact with the crucified and resurrected Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He had died then. He had hung up on the cross. He had took all of our sins. He had took all of our sicknesses. He had took all everything for us. God had already died. Up on that cross, he was hanging. They put nails in his hands. They put nails in his feet.
Jesus.
They put a thorn around his head. They pierced him in his side, and out came the blood and the water. Jesus took all of this for you and for me.
Yes.
And Paul was still persecuting the Christians. He's still persecuting Jesus. But one day he met this Jesus, this man that he had talked about on a dark road of Damascus.
Jesus.
He had fell to the ground. He could not see. But God began to speak to him, and he was looking around. Who is this talking to me? Who is this? What is this voice? This is a strong voice coming at me. And God said that I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. That time Paul had came into direct contact with the crucified and resurrected Jesus. Jesus caught Paul's attention on that road of Damascus. We all have a road of Damascus experience in our life. Mm-hmm. When we come to Christ, when we're in the world, but when God calls us up out of the world and mm-hmm. brings us into his salvation, into his world, then we're on that road of Damascus. We begin to see Jesus for who he really is. When we're in darkness, we don't really know who he is. We know of him. But when we come into the light of God, when we know who Jesus really is, then we begin to change our way of thinking. We begin to change our way of talking. We begin to change our way of walking. That's the purpose of Jesus hanging up on that cross, that we might live. He came that we might know Jesus for himself. Jesus yes. on that crucified cross. That's why he came. He died up on that cross just for you and just for me.
Thank you.
And as he takes us through our daily activities, as we go through our trials and our tribulations, God is yet with us every step of the way. Even before we come into the knowledge of who Jesus is, he is still a part of our life. He's dealing with us each and every day, trying to get us to know who he is, trying to get us to know his voice. But when you have that personal experience with Jesus like Paul did on the road of Damascus, then there's something that gets a hold of you. Paul said he got his attention. When he spoke, he grasped the attention of that voice. It wasn't a voice that he had heard before, but he knew there was something about that voice. That voice was different. He knew that I got to take heed to the voice that is speaking to me. And then when he spoke and said that I am the Jesus, the one that you persecuted, the one that you lied on, the one that you talked about, the one that you came up against, I am he. Then Paul had a change of heart. Jesus forever changed Paul's life and thinking. Paul was converted. The persecutor became a believer himself.
All right.
That's possible that happened. When we think that there's no way, when we believe that there's no hope, and we're tired of living the life that we are living, and we know that there's a better life out there, God said, here am I waiting on you. I've been pricking. I've been drawing. I've been sending people to just plant the seed. Now here am I. Now that you're ready, I'm going to convert you into who you are supposed to be. God gets our attention. Then as he gets our attention, he begins to listen to us. He begins to deal with us. He begins to show us who he really is. He tells us then to seek his face, not his hand. Because in seeking his face, you're going to find out who he is. He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you understanding. He will take you as a babe and give you the milk of the word until you're able to stand. He will love on you. He will show you everything that there is about him. He will teach you who he is. I am the risen Christ. I am the Savior. I hung up on that cross. I died. I was in the grave for 3 days, but on that third day, I arose with all power in my hand. He said, I arose so that you can live. He said, I died so that you can live.
Yes, hallelujah.
I took the stripes on my back so that you might be healed. The infirmities of sickness, God said, I took all of that for your healing,
yes.
for your deliverance,
yes.
for your
Yeah.
Tables had been turned on Paul. He was called to teach the faith he once tried to destroy.
Yeah.
Soon Paul was preaching throughout Damascus, proving that Jesus is the Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus, the Son of Man. Jesus crucified. Jesus resurrected. Became the center of Paul's life and mission. No longer was he preaching the education. No longer was he preaching that he had learned, but he was teaching that he knew. It became life to him. It became a reality to him. So that he taught the guests, he became the preacher of that. That he did not understand, he was able to teach somebody else about Jesus. He was able to teach someone else that Christ is the living Savior, that Christ, Paul was suffering. He had suffered on behalf of the crucified, in the beginning of a lifetime of suffering on behalf of the crucified and resurrected Jesus. Paul, like the other apostles, rejoiced because they have been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus. We're going to suffer on this side.
Yeah.
God said, if you want to reign with me, you must suffer with me.
Yeah.
We have to suffer for Christ. We have to take some things. Just like Christ took it, we're going to have to take some things. But know in this, God is with you. God is taking it for you. Mm-hmm. Paul went through this thing with joy. He went through this suffering. He went through this transformation, this transfiguration with joy because he knew who Jesus was. Once he knew not who he was. But when he came into the knowledge of who Jesus was, who he crucified, then he knew that this man was the Son of God. He knew that this man knew all about him while he was even persecuting him. Even though he persecuted Jesus, Jesus still showed forth the love of God.
Yes.
He still loved him in all his wrongdoings. God said, I see no fault. I just see what God has called you to be. He looked beyond all that Paul had done before he was transformed on the road of Damascus, and he seen Jesus. He seen the gift of God that was in him. We thank God for the teaching of the crucifixion, and we talk about the cross. The cross is a symbol of the atonement and reminds Christians of God's love and sacrificing his own son for humanity. Mm-hmm. It represents Jesus' victory over sin and death. Since it is believed that through his death and resurrection, he conquered death itself. Because Jesus hung on the cross, he has all victory. He has a gift. He has allowed us to have victory. Because Jesus died, he took over the sin of death. Death don't have no sting. He took the sting out of death. If you save, if you filled with his precious Holy Ghost, if you go down in the name of Jesus, he took that out of it. When we became his children, when we became his daughters, when we became his son, he took the sting of death away from us. He took all of that upon himself so that we could walk in this life victorious, so that we could live in heaven again, so that we could reign with him one day. So that we can sit high and look and see who Jesus really is.
Thank you.
And we thank God for him dying up on that cross. We thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy. We thank God for showing us who he really is in that personal relationship with God. When you know God for who he is, then you don't talk about who he was, but you talk about who he is. Once we come over on this side, then we begin to know that Jesus is real. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is all that we need. There's something about that name Jesus. And when you call on that name Jesus, all things have to come subject to the precious name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you for this day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions, anything that you need to ask, we thank you for listening today, and we invite you to learn more about the ministry for prayer. We ask that you email Yvette Elder Johnson, and her email address is www.amazinggrace/extraordinarytruth.com. Or you can call her at 1-888-906-9499. And again, thank you for giving me your ears to listen to what thus says the Lord from me this day. I thank you, and I give God the glory, and I thank Elder Johnson once again for allowing me to speak to her, you and audience, to To God be the glory for the great things he has done and the great things that he is going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us today for our ministry moment entitled Jesus and Him Crucified. God bless you. And as always, be blessed, be whole, and be amazing.
Amen.
Right, that's it.
Oh, was that 15 minutes?
That was beyond 15 minutes.